back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day, Alonzo Craig, Arctic Explorer, Part 4, which first aired on June 3rd, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Superman / Clark Kent. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world, who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, raise a speeding bullet to its target, and walks about among human beings disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for a great metropolitan paper. Still in the wilds of Ellesmere Land, Kent and Captain Walters have joined the museum scientist, Professor Peters, in an effort to find out what has become of Alonzo Craig, famous Arctic explorer, missing 3 years, and also to investigate the mystery of the Cunalacas and their sacred treasure. When we last saw him, Kent had just rescued Ray Martin, fellow reporter from the Indians, only to have Martin die of exhaustion after gasping out a vague warning and telling Kent of a secret map that would guide him to the treasure hoard. As our story continues today, Kent has returned to the lonely igloo that serves as a base. He and Walters and Professor Peters are poring over the mysterious map Ray Martin gave Kent before he died. Listen.
My dear Captain Walters, you're quite right. It's as plain as day. Martin found out, heaven knows how, the secret of the Indian treasure, and he made this map.
But why only half of it? We can't get anywhere with this.
Just a moment. There's writing on it. Entrance is here to sunken temple of ice. White terror.
White terror? What did he mean?
There's something missing. Kent, my dear fellow, this map does us no good whatsoever. It's not complete.
Here, let me see it again. Kent, you dropped something. Why, it's that ring. The one I sent down to Paula Craig.
Fell out of my pocket. Wait, Scott.
The ring? Why, it's broken. What's happened to it?
No, it's not broken. It opened up. There's a secret compartment back of the seal. Why, look. There's something inside the compartment.
Kent, do you mean to say you've never opened that ring before?
I never knew it could be open. Oh, I say. Professor, Walters, look here, will you?
Well, my land. If it ain't another map, all folded up into a little ward.
Oh, no. No, wait a moment. It's not another map. Kent, it's the missing half of the map we were just looking at.
Professor, you're right.
Match them up. There you are. That's it. Now, Martin's map, complete.
Wait, that ain't possible.
Sure it is, Walters, don't you see? Martin made the map during those weeks when he and the professor were held prisoner. He found out about the secret compartment, and he hid half the map in the ring.
I know, Kent, but I don't understand.
The Indians robbed you and Martin of everything you had, didn't they?
Yes, indeed they did, of every last thing.
All right, that proves it. Martin made his map, he hid half of it in the ring. Then the Indians robbed him. Whichever one got the ring brought it down to Port Ormond and sold it to Captain Walters, not knowing it contained the secret compartment.
Godfrey, it don't hardly seem possible.
No, maybe not, but it's just what happened, all right. What about the map, Professor? Can you make it out?
Kent, it shows a perfect route from here to a place called the Cliffs of Ice. And it says that's where we'll find the treasure.
A route? Could we follow it with the dog team?
I don't see why not. Captain, look here.
Hey, I reckon we could at that.
What's that writing?
Yeah. The treasure exists. Look in the sunken temple. The witch doctor guards it constantly. Beware the white terror.
What's it mean?
Enter from the valley of the cliffs. Take care, Alonzo Craig. And that's all. Right there, the writing stops.
I don't get it at all. What's this about Craig?
We'll never know that. Come on, we're on the right track anyway. I'll go harness the dog.
Hello,
northward over 50 miles of ice field, into the mountains of the Kunalaka. While the Arctic twilight fades into night, Kent, Peters, and Captain Walters arrive at last in the Valley of the Cliffs. And the trail vanishes. No sign of a clue. No opening in the overhanging wall of jagged ice. Tired, worn, the men come together again after fruitless hours of searching.
Oh, let it go, Walters. Look, there's the professor. Maybe he's found something.
It ain't likely.
Hi there, Professor. Any luck?
No, my dear Captain. No luck at all. No, I'm afraid Ray Martin's map omits a necessary clue.
We'll wait for daylight. Maybe we'll be able to see better. Anyhow, there's been no sign of Indians. That's something.
I imagine this must be a sacred valley. They probably don't come near it.
What's that?
Oh, it's them dogs. They're fighting again. Lend a hand now, quick, before they chew each other to bits.
Oh, I say, look. Chico's broken loose.
He's out of his harness, Walters. He's running off.
Catch him, Walters. Whistle at him.
Walters, whistle at that dog.
Chico! Come back here, Chico!
Confound that dog.
Walters will get him. There, he's answering the whistle.
Okay. What? Jump, quickly. The cliff. Look out, jump. Pastor, look out.
Great Scott. What happened?
Part of the ice cliff broke away and very nearly fell on us. My dear Kent, that was a very narrow shave.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Glory, look at that cliff. Who did it?
You did it, with your whistle.
What?
Beyond a doubt. When you whistled, my dear Captain, the high, shrill note jarred loose a portion of the ice cliff.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's a well-known scientific phenomenon. The shrill sound set the ice vibrating and broke the cliff loose. Wait a moment. Where's Kent?
Hey, come here, Peters. Walters. I think I found it.
You found it? Found what?
Look, there's a great big hole.
Professor, Captain Walters, this is it. The entrance to the sunken temple Ray Martin mentioned on his map. Look at that hole. It opened up when that ice cliff fell.
The entrance? But good grief, that can't be the entrance.
Huh.
Hey, where are you going?
Inside, of course. Come on, bring your flashlight.
You'd better be careful, Captain. No telling what this may lead to.
I tell you, this can't be the temple. By my land, you don't suppose them Indians knock half the cliff off every time they go into the temple, do you?
Never mind. May not be the regular entrance, but it'll do. The cliff fell down and exposed the gallery.
Look, it's been carved, too.
This place didn't just happen. It was cut right out of the ice.
Yes, sir, he's right. Look at that thing. It's an altar, and there's passageways running out through the wall.
Walters. Kent.
We've come directly into the middle of the Temple of Ice. And up there above us, you can see the sky through that huge opening. You note how the echo has stopped? And somewhere, probably very near us, is the sacred treasure.
What was that?
Laughing. Sounded like someone laughing.
Someone? That wasn't nothing human. That wasn't.
Quiet. Listen, both of you. What was it Martin said? The witch doctor guards the treasure.
Yes. Do you think?
Listen. That was the witch doctor of the Kunalakas, the ruler of the tribe who never dies. And he's somewhere hidden in these ice caves.
Look, you two stay right here. I'm going to look for that thing, whatever it is. Wallace is right. It's not human.
Kent, don't be a fool.
Don't you do it, Kent. Stay here and I'll keep quiet. Turn out the flashlights. I'm going to catch that thing and see what it is.
Look there on the other wall.
Kent, great heavens, look. It's the devil himself.
Out with the lights, quick.
Now then, we'll see if Superman can't catch a witch doctor. Good thing I can see in the dark. There he goes, down that corridor. Too late, my friend. You can't get away. Faster. Now then, got him. He's strong as an elephant. Now you can't choke me. Come out of that. All right, I can see you. Oh, all right. You asked for it. See how you like bouncing off an ice wall. See how you like this. That fixed him. Devil or witch doctor, whatever he is. Now to make sure. What's this? Great Scott, what the... Why, it's not possible. It can't be.
Kent, where are you? Look out!
Kent, he's coming!
The White Terror! Yes.
Now what? Something's gone wrong. Well, I'll leave you here for the minute, my friend. You won't come to till I get back. Something's attacked Peters and Walters. Sounded like an animal. Ha! There he is. Faster! Faster!
Kent, where are you? Look out!
Stay back, both of you! Stay back! Now then, first a devil and a bear. Oh, a polar bear, bigger than anything I ever saw. Here he comes. Back you go. Back! I like animals. I don't like to hurt them. Glad that bear turned tail. Now, back to Peters and Walters as Clark Kent.
Walters! Professor Peters, where are you?
Here, Kent. Are you all right?
Kent, your light. What happened?
This way, Professor. There, follow the flashlight. It's safe enough now.
Gosh almighty. What was it?
And are you all right? Great heavens, what was that thing?
That was the White Terror Ray Martin warned us about. A full-grown white polar bear.
And it would... What did you do? We heard a fight.
Oh, I drove him off. Hit him on the snout, luckily. Never mind that now. Something much more important. Look here.
Where? What is it?
Hold the light, Walters. There.
Well, what of it? It's that ring again.
No, it isn't.
What?
I found the witch doctor, and he was wearing that ring. What? Peters, Captain, that ring belonged to Captain Craig. And I can tell you something else, too. I'm sure of it. Walters, listen. Fair hair, taller than I am by half a foot.
Ken, what are you saying?
A deep scar running all the way along his right jaw. Who answers that description, Walters?
Kent, you've seen him. Where is he?
Back there in the ice caves, unconscious.
Oh, Kent, what are you talking about?
Professor, he's raving mad. Bewitched, if you like, out of his mind. But that witch doctor, the medicine man who never dies, the ruler of the Cunalacas, is the missing explorer, Captain Alonzo Craig. It's he. Craig, he came too. He's getting away. Peters, Walters, follow me. After him.
Come on. Come on, Walters. Come on,
unbelievable mystery in the sunken temple of the Cunalaca Indians. Captain Alonzo Craig, famous explorer missing over 3 years, has become the witch doctor who never dies. What has happened? What strange northern magic has entered his mind and soul? Can the rescue party find him in the sunken caverns of the ice cliffs? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And our final episode today, Alonzo Craig, Arctic Explorer, Part 5, which first aired on June 5th, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, he came to Earth from interstellar space to walk the Earth disguised as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Sent to search for Alonzo Craig, famous explorer who has been missing for over 3 years, Clark Kent is in the wilds of Ellesmere Land in the far north with Professor Peters and Captain Ike Walters, navigator. Hearing that Craig has been captured by Indians, they have penetrated to the sunken temple of the Cunalacas, far down in the ice beneath the valley of the cliffs, where the witch doctor who never dies keeps watch over the mysterious treasure of the tribe. When we last saw him, Kent, as Superman, had overpowered the witch doctor, only to make the incredible discovery that the witch doctor was Alonzo Craig himself. The explorer, evidently demented, had feigned unconsciousness and made good his escape in the twisting caverns of ice. As our story continues today, an hour has passed. Captain Walters has been sent up to the surface to bring back food and lanterns. Kent and Professor Peters have built a fire and are anxiously awaiting his return. Listen.
You notice where we have our fire built, Kent? Apparently on the altar of the temple.
What about it?
Well, there seems to have been fire here before. That accounts for the wood.
I wonder what they do down here.
Ooh, native rituals, dances, something that sort, I imagine. Possibly in connection with the treasure.
Wonder if Ray Martin was right. If there really is any treasure.
Find Alonzo Craig, Kent. Find out how he was turned from a man in the prime of life into the witch doctor of the Cunalacas. If you can find that out, discovery of the secret of the treasure will be very easy.
I never should have let Craig escape.
You quite sure the witch doctor was Craig?
positive, Professor.
Yeah, it's amazing. Simply amazing.
How do you explain it? What's the answer?
It's hard to say, Kent. Either Craig has lost his mind or he's under the influence of some terrific force.
Well, if that's true, what chance have we even if we do find him?
Kent, I don't know. It all looks hopeless. Kent. Kent, what's that? That grinding. Wait a moment, don't move.
Professor, behind you. Back at the altar.
Good heavens, what is it?
In the light of the fire, look. Professor, a whole section of the ice is swinging to one side. It's a door. It's an opening door.
Kent, look. That was no accident. Look into the opening.
There's a passageway.
I think we'll find, Kent, that passageway leads into the treasure chambers of the Kunalaka.
Yes, but how? What made it open? I don't understand.
The heat of the fire, Kent. It's part of the ritual. When they lit their fire on the altar, just as we lit ours, the heat started the mechanism that opens the ice door.
Professor, got your light?
Yes, but it's going dim, but still and on, it may do.
Well, come on. We're going through that opening. Follow me.
Right? Yeah. What do you see? Where does it lead? Leads into a room. Look, Kent. This is it. Look at those carvings on the wall. Cut from the living ice. And there in the corner. Professor, it's another altar. And there's something on it. It's a chest, an old wooden chest. 17th century. Maybe older. Spanish or Portuguese. Professor, I'm going to break it open. Oh, if Walters would only come back. This flashlight is getting weaker and weaker.
I can't wait for Walters. Come on, lend a hand here, Professor.
Oh, Kent, you can't possibly do it.
I think I can. Anyway, I can try. Maybe the wood is rotten. All right? Here goes.
Kent, my dear fellow, how in the world?
It's open. All right, Professor, throw back the lid.
Great heavens. Look. Professor, it's true. There is a treasure. Oh, and what a treasure. Those stone diamonds, Kent. Hundreds of huge diamonds and emeralds. Look at that green fire, Kent. Look.
Oh, look, there's more underneath. Red ones, too. There must be rubies. And there's gold.
Look at all that stuff. Oh, Kent, it's unbelievable. Incredible. Why, it simply can't be true. And yet it is. Why, all the money in the world wouldn't buy one quarter of what's been locked away in that chest for who knows how many years. And it's ours, Kent. Just think of it. It's all ours. I can't believe it, Kent. We really must be dreaming.
Stop that, Professor. What's the matter with you?
To get it out. To get it out. That's what we've got to do, Kent. Quick.
Wait.
Kent, well, it's not possible. It's incredible. And it's all ours, Kent. Okay.
Professor.
Joking.
This is out. It's collapsed. There's something queer about this. There's a strange odor in the air.
What was that? Craig!
The witch doctor. He's outside of the temple. Oh, so that's the game, is it? Watched us come in here, then he shut the ice door on us.
We'll see how much difference that makes to Superman. Craig tried to knock us out with some kind of gas. Got Peters, all right. Good thing he can't see what happens next. Here it goes. Hard. Almost as hard as steel, but can't stand up against this. Now then, once more and we're out. There. That does it. Where's that witch doctor now? What? Oh, throwing knives at me, are you? Well, that's just too bad, my friend, because it shows me where you are. And this time you won't get away. Up. There he goes. Down that gallery. Faster. Now then, I don't want to hurt him. It's Craig gone mad. Down we go. Down. Craig. Alonzo Craig. Stop that, you fool. You can't get away. And don't throw that knife either. I said stop.
Doesn't know what he's doing. Captain Craig! He's strong. Stronger than any man I ever saw. What they've done to him. I gotta do something. I have to stun him. I hate to do it, but... That does it. He's out cold this time. Now, back to Peters. Here we go, Craig. Back up the gallery. Up. Up. Faster. Faster. Ah. There's the glow of the fire. Just around that corner. I have to come down here. Peters has come too. I can't let him see me. Down. Down.
Kent. Kent, where are you? What's happened?
Coming, Professor. This way. Bring your light, will you?
Oh, Kent. Kent, what happened to me? Everything went black. I must have collapsed.
Professor, your flashlight, where is it?
I don't know. I've lost it, Kent. I don't understand anything.
Neither do I, Professor. There was something in the air of that room. But look what I have here.
What are you carrying? Come nearer the fire. Good heavens!
See, Professor? This is the witch doctor. Did you ever know Captain Craig?
Well, Kent, I can't believe it. It's not possible.
Look at him. I caught him and knocked him out. I had to do it, Professor. He's a madman, a regular fiend.
Oh, heaven help him. Kent, you are right. It is Alonzo Craig.
Give me your belt, quick.
What are you going to do?
Tie him up, of course. Can't have him running off again. Quick, beginning to move around.
Oh, Kent, the poor fellow. What can we do?
Get him out of here. And back to civilization, where he can get medical treatment. Oh, what's keeping Walter so long?
He ought to be back any minute now.
Meanwhile, we've got a madman and millions of dollars in gold and gems on our hands. That's it, Professor.
Yes.
Tie the belt around his feet. Good and tight. If we ever get out of this, he'll thank us for it.
I see. But, Kent, what about his hands?
My own belt's taking care of that.
Uh-huh.
There. All right. Now then, come back into that treasure chamber. Oh, you needn't worry. Whatever it was that knocked you out is cleared off by now.
Well, if you say so, Kent. Why, that tremendous gate, it's completely shattered.
Yes, isn't it? Must have fallen. Well, in we go.
Well, what are you going to do?
Professor, I'm going to get that treasure chest out of there just as fast as I can. Come on, give me a hand here, will you?
But can't you? You can't move it. It's not possible.
Oh, yes, we can. It's on a sled, don't you see?
Right.
Come on. It's moving already. Slide it right along in the ice. That's it. Careful now.
Uh-huh.
All right. You get in front and pull, and I'll push from the back.
Right.
Ready?
Right.
There.
It is moving, isn't it? Really, it slides quite easily.
I told you it would. Oh, all right, that'll do. Hold it. Stop it right here by the altar.
Now what? You know, I'm beginning to get worried about Walter.
So am I. He's been gone over an hour. I don't like the look of things at all. All right. Now then.
Well, what are you doing now?
Putting the witch doctor, Craig, whichever you want to call him, right across the sled on top of the treasure chest. There. Now, Professor, you and I are going to drag this whole business out of here.
Oh, no, Kent, we can't make it.
Oh, yes, we can. Anyway, we've got to try. Can't wait any longer for Walters. We may meet him on the way up.
Oh, but Kent, we don't know the way out. We don't even know which way Walters went. Wait a moment. Listen, Kent. What's that?
The Indians. They're coming. They're coming down into the temple. Professor, quick. Lend a hand here. Grab hold of the sled.
Kent, if they catch us in the
air... Oh, don't stop for that, Professor. We've got to get out. We've got to get Craig out, too. Pull, will you? Pull.
Kent, we can't do it. No, not that way. That's where they're coming from.
Out of this gallery, quick. Wait, who's that coming? It's Walters. Hurry, Professor.
Walters.
Hurry.
Walters. Walters, hurry, man.
Hurry, Walters.
Trapped in the depths of the sunken temple of the Cunalacas. Caught with the sacred treasure. And the unconscious form of the witch doctor, who is Captain Craig, bound hand and foot on the sled. What can be done? How can Superman and his companions escape to the surface of the ground? And even if they do, what then? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.